And they finally found him up there somewhere. They finally showed up. They never did come down to there where I hit him, though. And we called the highwayman, and they called the doctor. The steering wheel hit me in the face, knocked me black and blue, made me deaf in this eye, knocked my specs off. And they wanted to take me to the doctor because my lip was cut and I was bleeding. I said, I'm not going, doctor, I'm going home. So they got the doctor down there. And I told him, I said, no, I'm not going to the hospital. I said, I'm all right, I'm not hurt, nothing broken. So my car wouldn't run at all. And I said, well, I want it. I want it now, I want to have it. And I wouldn't have a wrecked car, Harry never would have a wrecked car. So it took me 2 or 3 days to get a new car, but they found that child. She didn't have a driving license, it wasn't even her car, and she did have this. I never heard one word from it, not one word. She never said they never said a thing about me hitting them, but never said anything about something happened to hit the back end or did something to the back end of the car. I never paid a nickel or anything. Of course, I had to get a new car.
Yeah.
That's been.
Which year did you say it made you?
Made my right ear, definitely my right ear.
I see, but you can hear out of your...
I can hear the clock strike, but I can't hear like I did hear. I can hear the clock strike.
What about your other ear?
Oh, this ear is all right, but it hit on this side.
Your left?
On my right side.
I see.
Hit my right side. And my face and eye and everything was black and blue for I don't know how long. It looked like it never would clear up, but it did. And I went to the doctor with my ear, and he said that anyhow something was bruised in there and would take time to clear it up. And it did, and I don't hear as clearly as I do in the other ear, but I can hear the clock strike.
Yeah. Your left?
Right ear.
I see, but your other ear, your...
Yeah, it's all right.
Left ear?
My left ear's all right.
Yeah, you said you were in that church down there? That's the...
Ebenezer Church? I've been a member there 62 years.
It's a what?
Baptist church. And for about 20 years, there wasn't anybody in here. And there's 4 members. And we had church and a home down here for 20 years. And had a preacher out of Memphis, and he preached to us for 20 years. Before all these people moved in here, and then of course they wanted a church, so we've just been organized a year.
Every Sunday he deliver a...
No, every second, every other Sunday, not every Sunday.
He
came and preached for us down at this home. And we'd have 25 or 30, the neighborhood would come in and help us, you know. That's the way we got. And then when all these people moved in, they're all over here. And down Wheeler Road, there's 2 or 3 settlements or whatever you call them. Now, I don't know how many people down that road. It's just full. And see, Harry had 700 acres he sold down there. Now that's covered up with people. And then over here is 150 or 200 houses back here. And then people moved in down Gaines Road the same way.
It's
right straight across here, back of this place. This place
west.
This is Love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it went to Love Station. There's railroad right down there. About maybe a mile and a half.
Did y'all ever get anything on that railroad come in? Everything? Would everything come off at the railroad station there?
Yeah, we had a station down there. And they even had mail down. My address had been changed 4 times and I haven't moved yet. It was changed the other day. And they said they changed and gave us all numbers and the road we lived on, the name of the road, like it's Wheeler Road or Gaines Road, and I live on, my number is and they said the reason of that, in case of fire, we could call them and tell them they come right to us. Now my address was well, that wouldn't mean a thing to anybody. If it called a fire and tell them that's where I was, they wouldn't know where to go. They could go from here to Love. Of course, that's Route 2 over there.